Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football's so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No. Don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
Beer.
The Fan.
Good morning. It is officially the first Football Sunday of the year on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher right here. I got Jordan Schultz, Schultzy across the glass from me. Oh my God. Dude, the last 3-4 days has been like a coming to Jesus moment of football is back.
It's
like
the time of year.
It has just been so
the
nice.
The time of year.
Thursday, going home after work and hustling my son into the car because we need to get home to watch Utah versus Florida.
Right.
Like, that was one of those moments where I was just happy to announce out into the ether, like, son, we have to leave. There's a football game on. Like, I was that happy about having to go home to watch football. And then Friday came through. I was out at Grillworks, which, as you heard, is the sponsor of Football Sunday this year, Grillworks Supply Co. out in Beaverton. And we were out there Friday, and we were there from noon to 7. Danny, Dusty, Isaac, and Suk. Grilling, checking out all the fun toys and grills and accessories and things for them to take my money over the next few years.
Yeah, get you loaded up for the perfect football season coming our way, because everybody's been saying it could be the best season of the Pac-12 ever in its 108-year existence. And after yesterday, I think that's officially confirmed.
Oh,
goodness,
dude.
Gracious.
What a start. And not just like a start from performances wise, like literally what a start. Where the record of the Pac-12 yesterday, I think, was perfect. So
I think you're right. Yeah.
And we got a lot to get into there. Just, I mean, there's so much college football. There were so many things yesterday that just like I could not. It was definitely like a dog trying to chase a squirrel. Like,
and it's still not over,
yes,
by the way.
Exactly, because today we get FSU and LSU, and then we also get DJ and the Beavers today premiering. I mean, it's It sounds like almost like a 50s band. DJ and the Beavers.
DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome DJ and the Beavers.
And they are kind of underwhelming.
A doo-wop, a doo-wop, wop, doo. Like, okay, this is 1957. Woo! Let's get back to football.
But, actually, dude, I mean, it was just great. I mean, Friday was awesome. And if you didn't go to Grill Works, we're going to be out there next Saturday morning for the tailgate show before the Texas Tech game. And then I believe Center and St. will be out there. And then we're going to have a few other days out there. But, I mean, if you weren't there on Friday, you just missed out from the food sense, because Grill Works brought out their, like, team of their grill competition team out there.
Like, they're experts.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm talking smoked tri-tip sliders with some Gouda and chimichurri. And then you had some...
We're going real flavor combos here.
Oh, yeah. And then we also went with, as if I was cooking, pork sliders, mm-hmm. and then some carnitas sliders. And then Swag, that morning, was talking about, well, I might want to bring my own rack of ribs. They probably have a grill I can throw them on. And then as I'm there talking to the owner of Grill Works...
That is such a Swag thing.
Oh, 100%.
And wait, were they for everybody, or did he just take them home?
Well, I mean, like, when the ribs were done, it was a rack, and there was a lot of people looking over at us, like getting down on these ribs, and, like, we probably should add a couple more racks, for sure. Yeah. He brought, like, a VIP rack of ribs, like, for the 1080 team, it seemed like.
That is the most Swag thing I've ever
There heard. Was one guy, though, that... And this was great. The owner of Grill Works, he heard Swag in the morning, like, say, like, hey, like,
oh,
tell
cool.
He's like, tell him, bring the ribs. I don't care. Like, let's throw them on. And if he's that confident in bringing ribs that he wants to cook, then let him do it.
Let him.
And
as they said
with Russell Wilson in Seattle, let Russ cook. Let Swag cook. All right. Because
anybody's grill.
Oh, dude, he threw down on those ribs. He brought his own little, like, thing of whiskey. And like in a little nib? In a little container in a Ziploc bag. He brought his own foil. Like, it was a thing. All and right. Dude, tip of the cap to Swag, because those ribs were amazing.
Well, it sounds like he's, like, missed his calling, and Iron Chef might have been, you know, something that Swag could have gotten his teeth sunken into. No pun intended. Or maybe it is. Maybe that's the worst dad joke of the day so far.
It's only five minutes in.
There could be more.
Are you kidding me? Swag throwing down on the grill. I hear the chili is world renowned from Ooh. Jason Swigart as well.
I don't want to. I was about to say something, and I don't want to because it's going to be a drop, but. I bet it's tasty. I'm trying to be like, all right, what? Nobody's going to pull this. How can I say it?
And don't pull Rashad here. By the way, Rashad not here today. He's has a emergency he is dealing with. So hopefully everything is okay on his end.
On special assignment, so to speak.
Yes, yes. So, I'm sure he just loves the fact that we're talking about wonderful meats without him.
Oh, I know. We're trying to get down about grilling, and he's just like, y'all are having this convo without my combination of spices and the meat, like, talking about getting that on the smoke. Are you kidding me?
He says he's got a solid oxtail recipe.
I don't think I've ever had oxtail.
I haven't either, and it seems good, but I mean, listen, and you can mark this. I love all the meats.
Yeah.
I love all the meats, okay? I am not meat exclusive.
Not a meat snob.
Not at all. Give me all the meats, whether it's fish, chicken, pork, beef, does not matter. I will consume it all.
Give me all the meats. Yes. That's okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, and now that, I got a grill, finally, and then turns out the Grill Works guys are like, oh, yeah, no, you actually need three grills, because, you know, you need the propane, the charcoal. I'm like, okay, you guys, just okay. Stop. You're going to get money out of me eventually. But now I'm looking forward to a specific game, a Ducks game. And what will be on the menu, because my dad and I, we definitely like to throw down on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a game coming up, and I think I have an idea of what's going to be on the menu. And when I say it, you're going to know exactly what game I'm going to. We might have to do some sort of bison burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of maybe some bison meat jalapeno poppers or something. Ooh. Some buffalo sliders, if you're getting my drift here.
Dion Prime. Coach,
listen,
it's going to be a good matchup. That's going to be a bang up matchup.
I locked in the tickets for me and my dad and a couple clients on Thursday. I was like, hey, I need four for the Colorado for them. And then me and Pops are going to go down as well. And on Thursday, when that happened, this is my mindset is, yeah, that'll be a great game. You know, Oregon will absolutely wax Colorado. First home opening conference game. The mood will be good. And then yesterday happened. And yesterday at 9 a.m. happened. Colorado TCU, the big nooner. And we have so much we're going to get into today. We obviously need to talk about the Ducks because although it was a blowout, it was an epic blowout.
There's a lot to unpack. I was down there.
Of history. Yeah.
A lot of storylines.
Jordan was down there. Again, we got the Beavers. But I mean, I think that today it is the talk of the college football world. And I think we need to lead with it because it has got people all up in their feels. I don't even know how to react. Well, I do know how to react because I'm literally sitting in the studio wearing a Colorado Buffaloes t-shirt.
I love it. We need to tweet that out.
On the first college football weekend of the year. First official college football weekend of the year.
Sports fans, let's just say this is not a new Colorado Buffaloes
t-shirt.
Oh,
no. It's got cracks in the decal. I remember where I got this. I got this in San Francisco circa 2011.
All right.
I was going through a Colorado phase. I didn't have a team. And I rooted for Colorado for like 2 years, and it was, you know, a rough 2 years.
It was right before they joined the Pac-12, right?
Like, right before. They were still Big 12.
They were still the Big 12 and the Pac-10 at the
yes,
time.
It's yes.
Weird to say these name combinations with those numbers. It's almost like sacrilege now.
Yeah, I know. So I rocked with Colorado for a short time period, and I can't emphasize short enough because once I realized, I was like, Colorado's got great tradition. Who doesn't love seeing Ralphie running onto the field? They've got a national championship under their belt. I don't want to hear about the fifth down. Okay. We know how it went down. That's still a national championship.
They need to make a Netflix docu on that one.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was, who was the former Boise State coach then took over the job? Dan Hawkins?
I think so. Yeah. That was, it's Big 12 football! It's a Big 12! This ain't intramurals!
How about this? I had no idea he was also the coach at Willamette in the day.
Way back in the day. Him and Rick Adelman, actually, who also went through Salem, I think at like Chemeketa Community College.
93 to 97.
That's whacked.
He also went to the college of, was a coach of the College of the Siskiyous.
So he was bouncing around some of those.
He was in the Northern California, mm-hmm. and then he moved his way up to Willamette, Boise State, and then Colorado. And then Colorado, that's where I was like, no, let's go. Colorado's going to turn it around. I was 10, 11 years too early on that.
You are, and I do have to eat crow on the Colorado situation because I had some questions about Shedeur Sanders and the hype, and I think I can put my face in a big old pile of crow after the 500 yard plus performance yesterday from him. I'm gonna shut my mouth about that from now on.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
Listen, I know this is the home of the Ducks. This is the Oregon radio station where you're going to talk about the Beavers preview, DJ and them today, and all the Pac-12. But I mean, with the hype, we have never seen hype and a situation like this in college football.
No.
And it somewhat came to fruition yesterday because it is just the first game of the year. But with all that time spent talking, we finally got to see it play out on the field yesterday in a lot of games. But again, the first one of the day at 9 a.m., the big nooner, Colorado TCU. Gosh, I don't know if there's a ratings number out there yet, but I'm dying to see that.
Oh, I would love to, because I know everybody. I was down at Autzen Stadium very early on, and that was the game that
everybody
were
was tweeting about that game,
yeah.
Or Xing about it, whatever they want to call it. But
they had it up on the big screen at Autzen for a bit. It was so cool.
So we're going to start there. Again, we will talk about the Ducks' huge win. God, 81. Beavers.
That's a team record.
Pac-12. I got to throw in my NFC West picks at the end of and AFC West, because I was gallivanting around Bend thinking I was going to make a Zoom show last Sunday, which 8:30 comes around. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, can we never plan on, oh, I'm going to go out for a night out and then come back for the show in the future again? We all know what the story is there.
Yeah, I apologize to Rashad later in the week. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that to you that close to the show. And he's like, dude, I didn't know you weren't going to be doing that show.
No,
he's like, do not feel bad at all. I'm like, damn it.
We walked in and he looked at me and I was like, I kind of forgot that you were gone. And then he's like, have you heard from him? And then mentioned why. And I'm like, oh, S. No, I haven't heard from him. And Rashad's like, he ain't coming. It was so funny.
Hey, to my defense, I did answer your text message, and then I did reach out to Rashad.
Much appreciated. The fact that you were awake is, I don't think I would be. So.
It wasn't by choice. Trust me. It was a lot of,
that feeling.
Damn it, why am I awake?
Yeah. Why am I alive?
Yeah, exactly. So text in to the Vancouver Ford text line. 503-864-6326, 503-864-6FAN. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. A dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. But let's get started with the first football Sunday on 1080 The Fan here. Schultz, are you ready?
Oh, I've been ready, baby.
Dude, I know. Like,
two full days of college football action. I was like you were. I was excited for Thursday night. So I guess two and a half, technically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Football Sunday brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. in Beaverton. Check them out at grillworkspdx.com. Let's get going. Deion, primetime of the Colorado Buffalo, started their season yesterday. And boy, was it a premiere by them. We go there to, not Colorado, to TCU, because that's where they won the game, but Deion and the Buffs start 1-0 on this young season. We start there. Football Sunday, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, right here, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Shout out to all you parrot heads out there.
Rest in peace, 76. I must say, Joe, this is an artist very close to my heart because I used to sing a lot when my dad would just, we'd be sitting around at home, around the campfire, he'd be playing these songs on the guitar.
Yeah.
And I'd just be singing. It's some of my best memories and probably some of the first music that I remember listening to.
Some Buffett.
Some Buffett.
Yeah, I was thinking about him a few weeks ago, actually. Because I don't know if it was, because coincidentally, we actually had Volcano, which was one of my son's favorite songs growing up.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was one of our, like background songs for a promo we ran here on the station for Lillard and the Blazers. And I heard it. I was like, oh, Volcano, Jimmy Buffett. I'm like, you know, he's got to go down. Like, if we made a top 10 list of most unique musical acts of all time, like, Buffett's got to go down in there. Like, the whole island country vibe of just an old white dude. Like, I feel like there's just never been anybody like him. And then he started dipping into country a little bit more. But I just like his music being like old retiree in Hawaii or Florida, drinking margaritas, enjoying a, you know, Mai Tai on the beach. Like, it's just a very, it's not reggae. It's not like, yeah, I guess it's like yacht rock-ish. Like,
considered yacht rock, but it's
country sometimes.
Parrothead, like, music. That's what it is.
And that's what I'm saying. He is so unique and his music is so unique that makes it like, again, that's why I can't ever like hate on any of it. It's because I know the following is huge and that music is connected to so many people. And yeah, once my son started bumping Volcano, I was like, I guess I'm a mini Parrothead here.
That was the theme for our former local minor league team, the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes. Too,
yeah, I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows.
They always played it in like the seventh inning, and everybody freaked out like it was Shout in the middle of the third and the fourth quarter for an Oregon Ducks game.
As the Parrothead walks into the studio, Joey, right there.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Jimmy. Just, we're going to be throwing those out all day.
Yeah, I'm down for that. But what was getting thrown around all day yesterday was the football by Shedeur Sanders
and
the Colorado Buffaloes. Listen, if yesterday didn't go down like it did, we would not be talking about him right away. But I don't think anybody was expecting Colorado to do what they did yesterday. Not just like win the game, but how they looked doing it. I don't blame anybody that had question marks coming in. I mean, a completely reshaped roster. I kind of feel bad for TCU. How do you even watch film and game plan? Like, this, you're taking these guys from this team and this, and then it's like, all right, we just know their traits, basically. We know that Shedeur Sanders could do this. That we have no idea scheme what they're going to do. And you kind of can get an idea from watching Jackson State film from last year. But again, those are different players outside of Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Different league. A lot of easier competition because I don't know if Jackson State is technically FBS or FCS, but the level of players that they usually get, not for Jackson State, but for the teams that they are playing, just not the level of recruits that you're facing. Man, look, TCU week one, you're thrown right into the fire.
Yeah, at TCU in an away game. And so, again, you are intrigued as hell to see what happens, and it was from the jump that Colorado meant business. They scored on their first drive, which was the first time they had done that since week five of last year.
Oh, wow.
And it just kept happening. I was waiting. I'm like, okay, this is cute. They have the lead. Okay. Like, I'm looking at the ESPN win probability. They didn't give Colorado a positive win probability until the fourth quarter, 7.5 minutes left. Like, even they were just like, okay, this is cute. TCU, they'll wake up at some point and take the lead. But it was one play after another right out of the gate in the third quarter. A 75-yard just dump off pass to the running back. He makes a juke. Dylan Edwards, their running back yesterday, was insane. They had 400 yards. Like, it's just everything. You keep going about this team. And what I think is why you're getting the reaction from Dion and the team and saying that everyone's against us. Like, I get why they're feeling that, because it's been months. They've been waiting for this moment.
This was a huge showing out party, whatever you want to call it, for the Colorado Buffaloes. And I can't believe I'm talking about the Buffaloes in a positive light, but here we are. Dion,
I'm telling you, I rooted for this team for 2 years, okay?
Back when they were, non-existent. You mentioned one of their other quarterbacks.
Dog-ass for years.
Outside of that, and Steven Montez, like in the 2014 through 2016 era, like, they just haven't been anything to write home about. You don't even hear much of a heartbeat from Colorado. But yesterday Dylan Edwards is like their own Cordarrelle Patterson in Colorado. You got three receiving touchdowns. He rushed for one. One of his receiving touchdowns was the go-ahead touchdown. That play call that you mentioned coming out in the second half, Joe, I watched that live on one of the TVs in the press box at Autzen, and just the reaction from people there. Just a shot taken.
Dude,
what balls from Deion Sanders immediately coming out of the second half. have to just throw it over the top, see if it works, and lo and behold, it does.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, that, I mean, going deep, stretching the ball downfield, like Shador Sanders, this was the scary thing too, was after the game, is they asked him like about his game, his performance, and he said, yeah, I mean, this was like practice. Like it was, that's paraphrasing, but he said something, and then he's like, yeah, this was just like
confidence,
this was just like how, this was just like being out in practice. He was talking about like, yeah, I mean, FCS, it was still playing football. He's like, the hits were all hurt the same, you know, like it's not like he was, it's not like he was facing 5'7", 140 pounders down in FCS Jackson. Like he's getting hit by dudes too. And so he's like, the hits all hurt the same. You know, he's like, I just treated like this. It was practice. And I was just like, oh boy. Like if this is his mentality, and it's not so much like, yeah, that's right, we won it. It's like, no, we knew who we were going into this. We knew we were this good. We knew we could do this, and we did it. And there's a lot of you out there, and this is the thing that's kind of rubbing me the wrong way, is they're spinning it as Dion and the team are spinning it as, none of y'all believed in us. None of y'all thought you. It's like, no. We just didn't know.
I was very interested to tune in.
We didn't know what the hell was going to happen. Like, it's not like,
it's a question mark, buddy.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not you against the world. It's just like, sorry that we have never seen a college football roster flipped over like this, in it, and the coach comes in and brings in his own son from an FCS school. And then you got a guy playing, we haven't even gotten into him, Travis Hunter, playing two sides of the ball and doesn't even flinch. Gets a sick diving interception, makes huge catches left and right. Like, again, like these were all things that we didn't know, and we didn't know what to expect. All we had to go off of was Colorado's past history as far as a team performing under that jersey and that name, and then what Dion had and was bringing in. And by God, that offense is going to be scary. And now I will say, once Oregon's game happened, I felt a little bit better, because I was like, that Oregon-Colorado game in a couple weeks now has me a little bit nervous because of how good Colorado looked. But then the Ducks promptly put up 81 points, so it made me feel a little bit better at ease.
Colorado's D did allow 42 points from TCU. And that, you know, we're talking about the high-flying offense and how great that is.
But I'm glad that you brought that up, because
there is a side to this. And it is worth mentioning before we get to the defensive side, Dylan Edwards, just the amazing performance from him yesterday. He is the one of only the 10 kids that stuck around from last year's Buffalo roster. So how about that? Actually, like, the whole roster turned over, but one of the kids that stuck around actually was their best performer yesterday. I think that speaks to what Dion has instilled in these kids, and, you know, frankly, how much of a turnover was needed. Like, the whole vibe is different there. It's obvious.
Yeah, as you mentioned, though, like, let's keep in mind, I tweeted it out yesterday, like, damn, Colorado and TCU are playing the most Big 12 game I've ever seen, and Colorado's not even in the conference yet. Because, yeah, they gave up 42 points. They gave up 541 yards of offense.
Like, yeah, they're running back for TCU. I got to go look at the box score for his name, but that was a good performance by him.
Bailey, 14 carries, yes, 164. Yeah,
that was crazy. And then I know Morris threw two interceptions, but his two touchdown passes were pretty good. I felt one of them was kind of just given up by Colorado's D. It was just like he picked you apart on that one. Like, come on, guys. You can do better than that.
Read some texts here. I'm eating crow today. Damn, Dion. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of it.
There is, and that's, I got to say that again. I said this last segment. I said Shador had a question mark around him. I did not know if he could play at this level. I will eat crow. He obviously can. I am wrong. For everybody out there, oh, Schultz, he never says he's wrong. I'm an idiot, okay? I said that, and I was totally incorrect, all right? F me.
Also on the text line, Travis Hunter is so good. Yeah, that dude, like, they went at him on one possession in the first half. Like, back-to-back plays, corner of the end zone, trying to go after him, and it didn't happen. And then that interception that he had, him breaking on the ball and just laying out, stretching out to grab that ball, I was like, oh my God. Like, there were so many moments yesterday that they had where I like eyes popped out of my head. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
An interception as well. Plus his offensive stats and the interception on the defensive side of the
ball. Matt Leinart tweeted out, he was like, I've never seen anybody do what he did today. Mm-hmm. So like when you see guys saying that, that is, you know, that is relevant because those are guys I've seen some of the best of the best.
That's high school stats right there, Joey. That's, you played with a kid that played wide receiver and cornerback, went two ways, you know, as a secondary and a wideout. Yeah. That happened until your senior year of high school. And then in college, nobody does that anymore.
More text. And this is kind of what I said on Twitter when I tweeted out the preview of the show today. It's one game. They're acting like they won the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, sweet. Colorado national championships, right? That's right. They got to play next week against Nebraska, who,
I think that's going to be kind of a dumpster fire already under Matt Rhule. They scored almost no points.
And yeah, person on the Vancouver Ford text line. It's one game. I mean, this is one game, but I understand their emotions of going this entire off season. Like there is something about hearing stuff for months and months and months on end, and you're like, can we please just get to this first game so we can see for ourselves, right? Like, there is something in Colorado's locker room. It's like, they want to get out there because they want to see, like, how good they are. They have that belief, and so they want to see and test it against other schools. And so to do that and get the win, last second, emotional, all of that, it's like, to see that come out in the press conference, I understand it, but again, this is a 12-week season, so it's a long slog. Travis Hunter just played 100 million snaps. I'm sure he's living in an ice bath today.
Yeah, no kidding.
So this is where I hate to do the classic, we'll have to see, but this is football. We're going to have to see week to week with this team. And Nebraska, Colorado, say what you want. That is a big rivalry from the past. And it's going to be, you know, reignited once they get to the Big 12. But it is, well, now Nebraska's in the Big 10, actually. That's right. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, they're switching.
Damn it.
They already, this conference realignment is just messy.
But, again, we're gonna have to see as the season progresses. Text line also saying Texas Tech didn't look good against Wyoming and San Diego could barely beat Idaho. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's week one woes for TCU as well. But
I mean, they scored 42 and y'all aren't wrong out there on the text line. It is one game, week one. We've got a long season to go. However, the reason that there's so much excitement and so much hype around this after such a performance, it was a comeback win and a very back and forth fourth quarter for them. It almost looked like it wasn't going to happen. And if it hadn't gone Colorado's way, I think the conversation would be slightly different. However, what they did, with so many people having different opinions, Joe, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to see what's going on. And then in response to that, Swigard's like, well, how long do you think you need to watch? Like a half? It's not going to be that good. And so there's just so many differing opinions. And that is why, I get it, it's one game, but it's such a shock to see a school record broken for passing, 510 yards, a comeback win against a top 25 team, and a first time head coach who talked a lot and put his money where his mouth was.
Yes. Something to keep an eye on with this Colorado team going forward is that they had only 55 rushing yards. So if they can't run the ball, that's going to be a problem. So something to keep an eye on there. But yeah, as you mentioned, Shadur Sanders' school record, 510 yards. It helps when you haven't had a good quarterback at your school in 20 years and also 20 years ago when you weren't passing the ball as much. So grain of salt on that record because, you know, Colorado sucked forever. But we'll see what can happen. Text line. Yeah. Nebraska looks like ass and can't score more than 10 points. So Buffs are going to blow them out. I don't know. College football, man.
I think they're having a better defensive year already because of the point percentage that they held their last opponent to. I mean, TCU giving up that many points to Colorado, Nebraska is not going to do that. Most likely their offense is going to be ass, but that defense can be a little better.
Oh man. I need a cigarette. I don't even
you
smoke.
You needed a cigarette last week.
I don't
week.
Even smoke. Look what sports is doing to me. That's going to start a tobacco habit for me. All right, let's break. Is that... sorry, I just saw a text. I'll say this. I want Buffs to beat Oregon, and that threw me off. All right, how dare you? Do not throw that
That's
out right
now. That's a Beaver
fan. You know, they're not even past Nebraska yet, all right? Beat Nebraska, okay? Let's go 1-0 week to week, please. But let's talk about the Ducks next, because, yeah, they had their huge victory. And I maybe want this to dive into a little bit of a overall Pac-12 talk, because what a performance by the conference. I mean, gosh, this bodes well for the future, right? The Pac-12 should be happy about the next few years after yesterday, right? Yeah, not so much. But it was a great day for a few Pac-12 teams, a few players out there. But let's start with the Oregon Ducks. They win big against the Portland State Vikings. Sorry, Vikings. Someone had to do it to you. We go there next. But first, Jordan Schultz, SportsCenter update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Ugh. Who doesn't like a good old cheeseburger? In paradise.
Nine's 57 with French fried potatoes.
I love just writing the lyrics. Like, gotta throw in the 57. Like, you can't just say Heinz. Like, Heinz 57. Like,
it works. He did it. Here we go. It's like, here you go. Yeah, we can get this.
Yeah, please.
It's just so funny. Like, get that onion slice in there. I mean, I do like a good cheeseburger with sauce on it, but I prefer barbecue to Heinz 57.
Oh, dude, you get me like a, I don't know what you call that, like a backyard or rodeo burger or something like that, where it's like got an onion ring and some barbecue sauce or some like fried crispy onions on there or something like that.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's
like onion straws or whatever.
I think Outback Steakhouse does one of those.
Oh, my God.
Make me hungry.
Why does this happen? Why do we do this to ourselves?
I mean, have you eaten yet? It's 9:40.
No,
I don't mean to sound like your wifey or your mom, but if you haven't eaten, then it's
my fault.
20 of 10, then you're probably starting to get a little hangry and your blood sugar's starting to get
And on low. The way here, too, my son asks about, makes a remark about, he's like, hey, does Papa Joe drink coffee? And he's like, well, I was thinking about his breakfast. I'm like, great, now you have me thinking about my dad's breakfast and how epic it is and how I won't be having it this morning. I'm like, damn it.
Your dad is awesome, I must say. It was so cool meeting him in studio earlier this summer. And then just to hear, like, you know, how you've told me stories off the air about, like, you know, some of the things he does and partakes in. And that's cool. And then this, just great brunch. Like, what doesn't your dad do?
He can throw down on the grill in the kitchen. Yeah, he was a cook back in his day. So he learned a few things. But yeah, that's also why I'm telling him, like, dude, bring everything you have for the Colorado-Oregon game, because we are posting up, we are tailgating, we are grilling all day. Bring a whole buffalo. Can we put a buffalo on a rotisserie? Is there something?
I think like a buffalo.
Is that legal?
Maybe I don't know. What's the section that you cook? Like, I really don't know anything about like parts of cows or buffalo.
I want
so just a, I don't know. Big
I want
section.
An apple in the buffalo's mouth as if it's like a pig on a spit, and then just rotisserie over. Can we bury it? Can we have a Kahlua buffalo?
I have a feeling PETA would hate that, and not that I care.
Pretty sure
about
they're an endangered species. Well, what's the difference between a bison and a buffalo? Which one can we not have?
I don't think the bison is a buffalo, Joe. I think that was one of the dumbest things that you've ever said on the air.
Well, why is it a different name then?
It's a bison is a buffalo.
We, you know, I know I'm the animal guy here, but I'm...
Yeah, you're the zoologist among us.
I say there is a difference. Bison have large humps at their shoulders and bigger heads than buffalo.
Okay, so they're different designations of buffalo.
Let's go.
So is a bison a buffalo, or is a buffalo a bison? Because it's like saying that, you know, a tequila is a mezcal, not all mezcals are tequilas.
Well, just think of this. A bison, and then think of like a water buffalo. Like the bison has more of that ridge, that hump at the top of its shoulders, whereas like buffaloes, it's just more so. So maybe we've been misconstruing what a buffalo is our entire life.
Need to get David Attenborough on the phone. I need some help with this one.
The American bison is a majestic creature traversing the plains for hundreds of years
and beating the hell out of the TCU horned frogs.
Oh, also, speaking of the horned frogs. Joey, not a fan of just the idea of a horned frog being a mascot.
He actually agreed with Joey on
the scoreboard yesterday. He's like, TCU horned frogs? And I was like, well, it's Texas Christian Union. He's like, still, just the horned frogs? And I'm like, I don't know. It's
they can't
some
go
sort
with
of
horny frogs.
Yeah, know. Well, it's some sort of frog down there that secretes red blood and it's spooky looking. I don't know.
Oh, so it is a real thing.
A horned frog? Yeah, yeah. Again, here we go, going animals again. Yeah, a horned frog is definitely a real thing. It's more so kind of like a lizard is what it looks like.
Okay.
But,
yeah, it's kind of gross looking.
It looks pretty badass, though. I mean, with the spikes on it, I mean, I wouldn't go near that thing. I would assume that it would be like one of those Jurassic Park spitting things, you know, with the frills that come up from the sides and stuff like that.
Oh, and like you get hit with anything or you touch it, it's like poisonous or something. See, that's kind of the vibe that I get from here. Like, if anything secretes from like an animal's orifice, like don't. Like a slug, for instance.
Oh, dude.
If you step on a slug, like it's disgusting.
Oh.
I had the same kind of feel with like a horned frog.
I was watching 72 Most Dangerous Animals Latin America last night. That's my background show right now. And
I love it.
Freshwater snails. Who would have known? Huge killer. They have a bunch of parasites and bacteria in them that, yeah, just like you can be chilling in a river, freshwater river somewhere in Brazil or something, think you're at the time of your life, and then bam, freshwater snail gets you.
Oh, my God. How'd your friend pass away, man? God, he was doing so great. Well, he went swimming and he stepped on a snail. Like, what the? That's a horrible way to die.
That's why, like, I'm out on Latin America, Central America, or even, like, the Southeast Asian countries. There are things in those jungles and those forests that, and those oceans, too, that I do not, like.
I mean, I've been in the Atlantic Ocean down in Brazil. I was in Rio de Janeiro. I didn't get stung by any jellyfish. I was okay.
Dude, it's stonefish? There's all sorts of things out there. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm good. I'm just going to stay in my bubble. What's happening? All right.
Yeah, we just got derailed by buffalo talk, zoology. Let's get back on the clock and get back to sports.
I'm down. Well, then again, when the Ducks blow out a team 81-7, I mean.
What is there to talk about?
How much time can you spend?
But no, there is a lot to talk about.
We will next. There's other Pac-12 stuff. Let's see. Yeah, as you mentioned, get back on the clock here. Animal Sunday? No, Football Sunday. On 1080 The Fan, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher. Be right back.
Football Sunday with Rashawn and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
I don't know where I'm gonna go when the ball can blow. Let me say it now. I think this
the one of four Buffett songs I know. This is the one. This is my favorite.
Under me.
Yeah, this is such a good one. Such
get that steel drum in there.
Oh yeah, that's like half of his half of his lineup.
By the way, if you've never seen a steel drum made before, just go do yourself a favor. Watch the process of a steel drum being made. It is very impressive.
I actually did watch a How It's Made on a steel drum one time.
Yeah, it's awesome. What was awesome, though, was seeing Oregon put up 81 points yesterday against, I hate that it was against our Vikes. You know, blow the horn, go Portland State. But you got 7. You didn't get shut out. Yeah, gotta be that. Is that something you hang your hat on?
Touchdown! I will say
you're not Butch Jones in Arkansas State. Okay?
I mean, if you want to talk about positives for PSU, obviously we can get into Oregon scoring a school record, I believe, for their modern day football team, 81-7 beatdown. Yes, it was a basketball score for Oregon. There was two or three scripted series that PSU came out with that seemed, you know, like they had their S together. It looked like their quarterback Sacheray is very talented. Sacheray can run like a mofo. Very talented athlete. Kind of surprised that he didn't like get looked at more by the next level because it seems he did go
5 of 14 yesterday.
That's because, and I was talking to Anthony Newman, it's like, I think he's a lot better than his wide receivers. And he agreed with me. It's like, no, he is at a level above most of his roster.
Also led the team in rushing yesterday.
Yes, he did. But what was it, like 100 and... like or 92 or something like that?
No,
like 92 or 100 yards. Sorry.
He had 53 rushing yards.
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay, never mind.
He had, as a quarterback, a whopping 88 yards total passing and running yesterday. He had more running yards than passing. That's the type of Vikings day we had yesterday.
I was thinking of Jordan James on the Ducks. Yeah, yeah. No, he basically
Ty Thompson had more passing yards than him.
He was the offense for PSU.
But, I mean, this is always fun, getting this first introduction of the team. And also, I am solely in the camp after what we've gone through. The Oregon Ducks collective have gone through over the last 2 years.
You went to their school, didn't you?
Yeah, I do.
You can call it a we at that point.
I know. It's the whole sports team we, though. It kind of feels weird.
I don't know, man.
But no, I get you.
When you spent a lot of money to go to that school. I think you can say we.
Still am.
There you go.
But last year, after seeing Game one against Georgia, and then seeing this year's game one against Portland State, I do not ever want Oregon playing a big time game week one ever again. Ever. Like,
I hear that.
That if we get into week 8, 9, 10 or whatever, and Oregon is undefeated, do you think they're going to go back and say, well, yeah, they did play Portland State?
Nobody cares.
Nope. They will not care. And so, hey, I appreciate everything you do, Oregon, as far as scheduling big games and wanting to take on this competition. You don't need to anymore. It's not necessary. Yeah. Schedule these patsies week one. Give yourself a step up in competition week two. And then go back down in competition for week three so you can get ready for conference play like you're doing this year. And quite frankly, I mean, stepping up in play to go against Texas Tech is, yes, that is a step up from Portland State to Texas Tech, but they just lost against Wyoming last night in Wyoming. So we'll see what that matchup is even like next week and what the spread is set at. I don't know if Ducks and Texas Tech has been
It was set preseason at 3.5. I don't know what, after both of their week one performances, it would be yesterday.
Ain't going to be 3.5.
Well, before the game finished, Texas Tech and Oregon, I believe, was a 50-50 FPI for ESPN. I'm sure it's affected a little bit, but the point of me bringing this up is, yes, Texas Tech didn't have a good showing yesterday. It could still be a trap game for Oregon. It's a former Duck quarterback. You know that he's going to be trying in all that is within him to show it's like, hey, F you, you shouldn't have let me go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a big game for Tyler Shuck.
Yeah,
he
didn't look too bad yesterday.
No, it wasn't
Texas
his
Tech,
fault, no. I don't think, that they lost.
But one thing that stood out to me of notice from the Oregon Ducks that Coach Lanning had mentioned on Thursday with Isaac and Suk was, and it was funny because the answer was, I believe Isaac or Suk asked, what position group do you feel best about depth wise? You know, what group do you feel that you have the most horses? And he's like, well, I'm not going to name any one group. Running back group is pretty solid though. It was like right after he said he wasn't going to name a group, he went and said that the running back room is a good room. And I think that was the highlight of yesterday. You could have had four guys with 8-plus carries, but the one dude that didn't have it was Bucky Irving. He only had 4 carries because 2 of them were for 50-something yards. And it was like, okay, bud, you're done for the day. He had an average of 29.8 yards per rush with his 2 touchdowns. You had Jordan James, 10 carries, 86 yards. Dante Dowdle, 8 carries, 55 yards. Jaden Lamar, who was somewhat of the revelation yesterday, I feel like, get him some touches just in case down the road if you need him. He had 8 carries for 51 yards and a touchdown. He also had a 4 catches for 24. Saw a lot of dudes getting catches. It was just nice to see the depth yesterday. That's the one thing, is that don't play with your food in these games and get as many guys out into the field playing, experiencing football in this environment as you can. I don't care if it's against Portland State. This is not, you cannot simulate this in practice. So getting as many guys out there as possible and having an 81-point game, perfect. This is exactly what you were supposed to do yesterday.
Yeah, they made it look how they were supposed to. And for the first half, actually, no penalties on either team. So I like the discipline, especially to see from the Ducks side. I feel like early in the season, that's always been an issue. So nice to see that at least that was on their minds. And yeah, it took a couple series for the Ducks to get going. But as you mentioned, so many guys that came in, minus, of course, Noah Whittington. Not sure if it's an injury with him.
I was going to mention that. Didn't
he? Yeah, him and Chris Hudson did not play at the wideout position, and then Noah Whittington at the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Who doesn't like a good old cheeseburger in paradise?
Heinz 57 with French fried potatoes.
I love just writing the lyrics. Like, gotta throw in the 57. Like, you can't just say Heinz. Like, Heinz 57.
Like, it works. He did it. Here we go. It's like here. Yeah, we can get this.
Yeah, please.
It's just so funny. Like, get that onion slice in there. I mean, I do like a good cheeseburger with sauce on it, but I prefer barbecue to Heinz 57.
Oh, dude, you get me like a, I don't know what you call that, like a backyard or rodeo burger or something like that, where it's got an onion ring and some barbecue sauce or some like fried crispy onions on there or something like that.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's
like onion
stuff.
Straws or whatever.
I think Outback Steakhouse is one of those.
Oh, my God.
Get me hungry.
Why does this happen? Why do we do this to ourselves?
I mean, have you eaten yet? It's 9:40.
No,
I don't mean to sound like your wifey or your mom, but if you haven't eaten, then it's my fault. 20 of 10, then you're probably starting to get a little hangry and your blood sugar's starting to get
And on low. The way here, too, my son asks about, makes a remark about, he's like, hey, does Papa Joe drink coffee? And he's like, well, I was thinking about his breakfast. I'm like, great. Now you have me thinking about my dad's breakfast and how epic it is and how I won't be having it this morning. I'm like, damn it.
Your dad is awesome, I must say. It was so cool meeting him in studio earlier this summer. And then just to hear, like, you know, how you've told me stories off the air about, like, you know, some of the things he does and partakes in. And that's cool. And then this, just great brunch. Like, what doesn't your dad do?
He can throw down on the grill in the kitchen. Yeah, he was a cook back in his day. So he learned a few things. But yeah, that's also why I'm telling him, like, dude, bring everything you have for the Colorado-Oregon game, because we are posting up, we are tailgating, we are grilling all day. Bring a whole buffalo. Can we put a buffalo on a rotisserie? Is there something?
I think like a buffalo.
Is that legal?
Maybe, I don't know. What's the section that you cook? Like, I really don't know anything about, like, parts of cows or buffalo.
I want...
So just a, I don't know.
Big
section.
An apple in the buffalo's mouth as if it's, like, a pig on a spit and then just rotisserie over... Can we bury it? Can we have a Kahlua buffalo?
I have a feeling PETA would hate that. and not that I care about anything.
Pretty sure they're an endangered species. Well, what's the difference between a bison and a buffalo? Which one can we not have?
I don't think... The bison is a buffalo, Joe. I think that was one of the dumbest things that you've ever said on the air.
Well, why is it a different name then?
It's a bison is a buffalo.
We, you know, I know I'm the animal guy here, but I'm...
Yeah, you're the zoologist among us.
I say there is a difference. Bison have large humps at their shoulders and bigger heads than buffalo.
Okay, so they're different designations of buffalo.
Let's go.
So is a bison a buffalo, or is a buffalo a bison? Because it's like saying that, you know, a tequila is a mezcal, not all mezcals are tequilas.
Well, just think of this. A bison, and then think of like a water buffalo. Like, the bison has more of that ridge, that hump at the top of its shoulders, whereas, like, buffaloes, it's just more so. So maybe we've been misconstruing what a buffalo is entire life.
Need to get David Attenborough on the phone. I need some help with this one.
The American bison is a majestic creature traversing the plains for hundreds of years.
And beating the hell out of the TCU horned frogs.
Oh, also, speaking of the horned frogs, Joey, not a fan of just the idea of a horned frog being a mascot.
He actually agreed with Joey on
the scoreboard yesterday, he's like, TCU horned frogs? And I was like, well, it's Texas Christian Union. He's like, still, just the horned frogs? And I'm like... I don't know. It's
they can't
some
go
sort
with horny
of
frogs.
Yeah. Well, it's some sort of frog down there that secretes red blood and it's spooky looking. I don't know.
Oh, so it is a real thing.
A horned frog? Yeah. Yeah. Again, here we go. Going animals again. Yeah, a horned frog is definitely a real thing. It's more so kind of like a lizard is what it looks like.
Ah, okay.
But,
yeah, it's kind of gross looking.
It looks pretty badass, though. With the spikes on it, I mean, I wouldn't go near that thing. I would assume that it would be like one of those Jurassic Park spitting things, you know, with the frills that come up from the sides and stuff like that.
Oh, and like you get hit with anything or you touch it and it's like poisonous or something. See, that's kind of the vibe that I get from here. Like if anything secretes from like an animal's orifice, like don't. Like a slug, for instance.
Oh, dude.
If you step on a slug, like it's disgusting.
Oh.
I had the same kind of feel with like a horned frog.
Whoa. I was watching 72 Most Dangerous Animals Latin America last night. That's my background show right now. And
I love it.
Freshwater snails. Who would have known? Huge killer. They have a bunch of parasites and bacteria in them that, yeah, just like you can be chilling in a river, freshwater river somewhere in Brazil or something, think you're at the time of your life, and then bam, freshwater snail gets you.
Oh, my God. How'd your friend pass away, man? God, he was doing so great. Well, he went swimming and he stepped on a snail. Like, what the? That's a horrible way to die.
That's why, like, I'm out on Latin America, Central America, or even, like, the Southeast Asian countries. There are things in those jungles and those forests that, and those oceans, too, that I do not like.
I mean, I've been in the Atlantic Ocean down in Brazil. I was in Rio de Janeiro. I didn't get stung by any jellyfish. I was okay.
Dude, it's stonefish. There's all sorts of things out there. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm good. I'm just going to stay in my bubble. What's happening? All right.
Yeah, we just got derailed by buffalo talk, zoology. Let's get back on the clock and get back to sports.
I'm down. Well, then again, when the Ducks blow out a team 81-7, I mean,
what is there to talk about?
How much time can you spend?
There is a lot to talk about.
We will next. There's other Pac-12 stuff. Let's see. Yeah, as you mentioned, get back on the clock here. Animal Sunday? No, Football Sunday. On 1080 The Fan, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher. Be right back.
Football Sunday with Rashawn and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
I don't know where I'm gonna go when the volcano blows. Let me say it now.
The one of four Buffett songs I know. This is the one. This is my favorite.
Under me. Yeah, this is such a good one. such
get that steel drum in there.
Oh yeah, that's like half of his half of his lineup.
By the way, if you've never seen a steel drum made before, just go do yourself a favor and watch the process of a steel drum being made. It is very impressive.
I actually did watch a How It's Made on a steel drum one time.
Yeah, it's awesome. What was awesome, though, was seeing Oregon put up 81 points yesterday against, well, I hate that it was against our Vikes. You know, blow the horn, go Portland State, but you got seven. You didn't get shut out. Yeah, gotta be that. Is that something you hang your hat on?
Touchdown! I will say
you're not Butch Jones in Arkansas State. Okay?
I mean, if you want to talk about positives for PSU, obviously we can get into Oregon scoring a school record, I believe, for their modern day football team, 81-7 beatdown. Yes, it was a basketball score for Oregon. There was two or three scripted series that PSU came out with that seemed, you know, like they had their S together. It looked like their quarterback Sacheray is very talented. Sacheray can run like a mofo. Very talented athlete. Kind of surprised that he didn't like get looked at more by the next level because it seems like
he did go he did go 5 of 14 yesterday.
That's because, and I was talking to Anthony Newman. It's like I think he's a lot better than his wide receivers, and he agreed with me. It's like no, he is at a level above.
Yeah, he also,
most of his roster
also led the team in rushing yesterday.
Yes, he did. But what was it like 92 or something like that?
No,
or no, like 92 or 100 yards. Sorry.
He had 53 rushing yards.
Oh,
yesterday.
Okay. Never mind.
He had, as a quarterback, a whopping 88 yards total passing and running yesterday. He had more running yards than passing. That's the type of Vikings day we had yesterday.
I was thinking of Jordan James on the Ducks. Yeah, yeah. No, he basically.
Ty Thompson had more
passing
offense. Yards than him.
He and was Ty the offense for PSU.
But, I mean. This is always fun, getting this first introduction of the team. And also, I am solely in the camp after what we've gone through. We've the Oregon Ducks Collective have gone through over the last 2 years.
You went to their school, didn't you?
Yeah, I
did. You can call it a we at that
I
point.
I know. It's the whole sports team we, though. It kind of feels weird.
I don't know, man.
But no, I get you.
You spent a lot of money to go to that school. I think you can say we.
Still am.
There you go.
But last year, after seeing game one against Georgia and then seeing this year's game one against Portland State, I do not ever want Oregon playing a big-time game week one ever again. Ever. Like
I hear that.
If we get into week 8, 9, 10 or whatever and Oregon is undefeated, do you think they're going to go back and say, well, yeah, they did play Portland State.
Nobody cares.
Nope.
They
will not care. And so, hey, I appreciate everything you do, Oregon, as far as scheduling big games and wanting to take on this competition. You don't need to anymore. It's not necessary. Yeah. Schedule these patsies week one. Give yourself a step up in competition week two. And then go back down in competition for week three so you can get ready for conference play like you're doing this year. And quite frankly, I mean, stepping up in play to go against Texas Tech is, yes, that is a step up from Portland State to Texas Tech, but they just lost against Wyoming last night in Wyoming. So we'll see what that matchup is even like next week and what the spread is set at. I don't know if Ducks and Texas Tech has been
It
set.
Was preseason at 3.5. I don't know what, after both of their week one performances, it would be yesterday.
Ain't going to be 3.5.
Well, before the game finished, Texas Tech and Oregon, I believe, was a 50-50 FPI for ESPN. I'm sure it's affected a little bit, but the point of me bringing this up is, yes, Texas Tech didn't have a good showing yesterday. It could still be a trap game for Oregon. It's a former Duck quarterback. You know that he's going to be trying in all that is within him to show it's like, hey, F you, you shouldn't have let me go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a big game for Tyler Shuck.
Yeah,
for
he didn't look too bad yesterday.
No, it wasn't
Texas
his
Tech,
fault,
no.
I don't think, that they lost.
But one thing that stood out to me of notice from the Oregon Ducks that Coach Lanning had mentioned on Thursday with Isaac and Suk was, and it was funny because the answer was, I believe Isaac or Suk asked, what position group do you feel best about depth wise? You know, what group do you feel that you have the most horses? And he's like, well, I'm not going to name any one group. Running back group is pretty solid, though. It was like right after he said he wasn't going to name a group, he went and said that the running back room is a good room. And I think that was the highlight of yesterday. You could have had four guys with 8-plus carries, but the one dude that didn't have it was Bucky Irving. He only had 4 carries because 2 of them were for 50-something yards, and it was like, okay, bud, you're done for the day. He had an average of 29.8 yards per rush with his 2 touchdowns. You had Jordan James, 10 carries, 86 yards. Dante Dowdle, 8 carries, 55 yards. Jaden Lamar, who was somewhat of the revelation yesterday, I feel like, get him some touches just in case down the road if you need need him. He had 8 carries for 51 yards and a touchdown. He also had a 4 catches for 24. Saw a lot of dudes getting catches. It was just nice to see the depth yesterday. That's the one thing, is that don't play with your food in these games and get as many guys out into the field playing, experiencing football in this environment as you can. I don't care if it's against Portland State. This is not, you cannot simulate this in practice. So getting as many guys out there as possible and having an 81-point game, perfect. This is exactly what you were supposed to do yesterday.
Yeah, they made it look how they were supposed to. And for the first half, actually, no penalties on either team. So I like the discipline, especially to see from the Ducks side. I feel like early in the season, that's always been an issue. So nice to see that at least that was on their minds. And yeah, it took a couple series for the Ducks to get going. But as you mentioned, so many guys that came in, minus, of course, Noah Whittington. Not sure if it's an injury with him.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Didn't
he? Yeah, him and Chris Hudson did not play at the wideout position, and then Noah Whittington at the running back. But the big story for me yesterday, as you mentioned, the running back room, Jordan James. Oh my goodness, the sophomore. He is going to be something else. That kid is possibly even already better than Bucky Irving. I know Bucky basically touched the ball 4 times yesterday because half of those were touchdowns. But then you have him, James, backing up Bucky Irving at this point. And I'm telling you, man, if Jordan James continues running the way that he did yesterday against, like, real opponents, that's Heisman-worthy talent right there. He can run guys over, and he's only a sophomore. You were mentioning Lamar and Dowdell, some of the other talent in the locker room, Joe. I will say Dowdell ran a lot harder. It looks like Lamar and him both had a touchdown, but Dowdell, when he got the ball, he was hungrier. He was hungrier to get ahead. Lamar kind of seemed like he was maybe taking a little bit of a back step. It was just a difference, and Anthony Newman and I were noticing that even. It's like Dowdell, you know, hard-nosed, ready to go, as compared to Lamar, maybe a little softer step running back. So there's different situations where either of those guys could work, but yeah, even without Noah Whittington, we just talked about 4 guys, 3 of which I think could legitimately play for the Ducks this year. And then the wide receiving room, this is the deepest wideout core the Ducks have ever had. Behind Troy Franken, you got Tez Johnson, new kid coming in, and that is Bo Nix's brother, right? So we've got some connection there.
That's right.
Adopted brother, Gary Bryant Jr., who had 2 touchdowns yesterday, just looked absolutely insane, and some of the Ducks haven't seen yet. So then, obviously, with Terrence Ferguson, who I think put on some muscle in the offseason, and then your tight ends with Patrick Herbert, you're all sewn up on the offensive side of the ball, man. It's going to roll.
And just to kind of shine a little bit more light on Noah Whittington not playing, it looks like, you said Chris Hudson didn't play, Noah Whittington, Justin Jacobs, Evan Williams, Mace Funa did not play.
Yes, yeah, Mace Funa did not play. And, saw a lot of Bossa, no Funa.
And Casey Kelly, the tight end transfer from Ole Miss, did not play as well. I mean, you want to talk about tight ends being deep.
And Lanning did not mention. I mean, he didn't even want to get into in the postgame press conference.
He literally said about Noah Whittington, I'm not going to talk about anyone who didn't play. Yep. Noah has done everything right for us, and he's doing a good job. We're just going to be smart with our players. That last line there is most important, is that, dude, you know who you're playing. Like, let's be smart here. We're playing against Portland State. Let's maybe not play some dudes. And if they are banged up and have a little injury here and there, we could use a week with them not playing. Again, let's get some of these guys carries, touches, because what if Whittington goes down later in the season? Then that's when we're looking for Dowdle. We're looking for Jordan James to step, Jane Lamar. And it's like now, they got experience. They know what to do. They've in the system. They've actually had some run. Encouraging seeing names that you don't know, like you see them on the roster, but then you see them perform, you see the depth. And it was funny seeing this game progress because it was one where I was like considering taking the boy to, and one of his friends, like, hey, this is a good one to go to, blow out. You know,
I think you would have been bored by halftime, buddy.
Oh, I would have been. And then there was part of me that saw them, like, the score just like kept going up.
Yep.
Kept going up. And then I saw them hit 81, and I'm like, damn, that kind of would have been cool to see in person.
See them put up these 80, years, it's just
like, are they gonna stop? Like, no, I don't think they're gonna stop.
2 points to round out this conversation. To add to your convo about Noah Whittington, I do remember Dusty Hira, our own 1080 The Fan host, who filled in yesterday.
Yeah, he was doing sideline. Yeah,
on the sideline, actually had a little bit of info for Jason Swigart and Will Ortner last night, saying that basically just a little hobbled, not crazy hobbled, but Noah Whittington was in uniform, in pads, just didn't look like he was fully ready to go. So that last line that you said from Lanning, you know, just kind of protecting our guys and doing what's best for them, it makes sense that you don't need to put somebody out there. And I was even frankly surprised that Bo Nix was out to start the second half. And
oh,
that's something
yeah.
that I want to ask Anthony Newman about tomorrow on Ducks Roundtable. It's like, yo, coach, you need to give me the, you need to help me understand why that's happening. And then,
yeah, the halftime score, like, I was like, all right, pull him. Like, we're good here. We really don't. And hey, let's also be happy that we saw Ty Thompson play and play well. Like, I think that guy needs as much confidence as he can going into this year and into next if he's going to be the guy for Oregon. So seeing him go 7 of 8, 80-something yards, run the ball, and have a good little outing there, that was encouraging as well. Again, just seeing all the depth and all the players and seeing playing time, this is exactly how things were supposed to go, except the 7 points that Portland State scored.
Well, they were going to score. They're going to give it up. But I was a little concerned about I tried to ask Dan Lanning about this in the post game, but he was pretty protective, just said that the middle of the defensive line didn't really didn't get like blown up or owned in the first quarter, even though Portland State rushed for about 110 yards-ish in the first quarter. It was just a couple of guys missing their assignments. So I was a little concerned about that, and I do think that's something to watch. If Portland State, even for a quarter, is able to gain ground on what should be a great front four for Oregon, and that's hopefully that doesn't come, you know, to fruition when Washington's trying to run on you, because there's a lot better running backs that you're going to face in the Pac-12 this year.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of talent in the Pac-12 this year, and we're going to get to that next in hour two. But we have another Oregon team that's playing, and they're playing today against the mighty San Jose State. That's San Diego State.
Don't they look like Warriors? A Trojan, but they're not?
Are they the Warriors?
I'm going to go look this up.
I know. I just know Spartans. And, you know, I shouldn't feel ashamed because they are literally one of the worst programs in FBS. So I do not feel that upset about
them.
Well,
they're
going to
be in conference here pretty soon with you.
Hey, shout out head coach with Brett Oregon Brennan. State. Let's go. I guess we are going to preview Oregon State, San Jose State. Catch the fever. But what I am most excited to see tonight is DJ. DJU gets his first start with the Oregon State Beavers. We do that next. Look at the Pac-12 slate over the weekend and all sorts of other football stuff. Hour number two of Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. Next, here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
I don't know where I'm gonna go when the ball came to blow. Let me say it now, I don't know.
Yeah, I think this the one of four Buffett songs I know. This is the one. This is my favorite.
Under me.
Yeah, this is such a good one. Such
get that steel drum in there.
Oh yeah, that's like half of his half of his lineup.
By the way, if you've never seen a steel drum made before, just go do yourself a favor. Watch the process of a steel drum being made. It is very impressive.
I actually did watch a How It's Made on a steel drum one time.
Yeah, it's awesome. What was awesome, though, was seeing Oregon put up 81 points yesterday against, I hate that it was against our Vikes. You know, blow the horn, go Portland State, but you got seven. You didn't get shut out. Yeah, gotta be that. Is that something you hang your hat on?
Touchdown! I will say
you're not Butch Jones in Arkansas State. Okay?
I mean, if you want to talk about positives for PSU, obviously we can get into Oregon scoring a school record, I believe, for their modern day football team, 81-7 beatdown. Yes, it was a basketball score for Oregon. There was two or three scripted series that PSU came out with that seemed, you know, like they had their S together. It looked like their quarterback Sacheray is very talented. Sacheray can run like a mofo. Very talented athlete. Kind of surprised that he didn't like get looked at more by the next level because it seems he did go
5 of 14 yesterday.
That's because, and I was talking to Anthony Newman, it's like, I think he's a lot better than his wide receivers. And he agreed with me. It's like, no, he is at a level above most of his roster.
Also led the team in rushing yesterday.
Yes, he did. But what was it, like 100 and... like or 92 or something like that?
No,
like 92 or 100 yards. Sorry.
He had 53 rushing yards.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He had, as a quarterback, a whopping 88 yards total passing and running yesterday. He had more running yards than passing. That's the type of Vikings day we had yesterday.
I was thinking of Jordan James on the Ducks. Yeah, no, he basically...
Ty Thompson had more passing yards than him.
He was the offense for PSU.
But, I mean... this is always fun, getting this first introduction of the team. And also, I am solely in the camp after what we've gone through. The Oregon Ducks collective have gone through over the last 2 years.
You went to their school, didn't you?
Yeah, I do.
You can call it a we at that point.
I know. It's the whole sports team we, though. It kind of feels weird.
I don't know, man.
But no, I get you.
You spent a lot of money to go to that school. I think you can say we.
Still am.
There you go.
But... last year, after seeing game one against Georgia and then seeing this year's game one against Portland State, I do not ever want Oregon playing a big time game week one ever again. Ever. Like,
I hear that.
That if we get into week 8, 9, 10 or whatever and Oregon is undefeated, do you think they're going to go back and say, well, yeah, they did play Portland State?
Nobody cares.
Nope. They will not care. And so. Hey, I appreciate everything you do, Oregon, as far as scheduling big games and wanting to take on this competition. You don't need to anymore. It's not necessary. Yeah. Schedule these patsies week one. Give yourself a step up in competition week two and then go back down in competition for week three so you can get ready for conference play like you're doing this year. And quite frankly, I mean, stepping up in play to go against Texas Tech is, yes, that is a step up from Portland State to Texas Tech, but they just lost against Wyoming last night in Wyoming. So we'll see what that matchup is even like next week and what the spread is set at. I don't know if Ducks and Texas Tech has been
It was set. Preseason at 3.5. I don't know what, after both of their week one performances, it would be yesterday.
Ain't going to be 3.5.
Before the game finished, Texas Tech and Oregon, I believe, was a 50-50 FPI for ESPN. I'm sure it's affected a little bit, but the point of me bringing this up is, yes, Texas Tech didn't have a good showing yesterday. It could still be a trap game for Oregon. It's a former Duck quarterback. You know that he's going to be trying in all that is within him to show it's like, hey, F you, you shouldn't have let me go.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a big game for Tyler Shuck.
Yeah,
for sure.
He didn't look too bad yesterday.
No, it wasn't
Texas
his
Tech,
fault,
no.
I don't think, that they lost.
But one thing that stood out to me of notice from the Oregon Ducks that Coach Lanning had mentioned on Thursday with Isaac and Suk was, and it was funny because the answer was, I believe Isaac or Suk asked, what position group do you feel best about depth wise? You know, what group do you feel that you have the most horses? And he's like, well, I'm not going to name any one group. Running back group is pretty solid, though. It was like right after he said he wasn't going to name a group, he went and said that the running back room is a good room. And I think that was the highlight of yesterday. You could have had four guys with 8-plus carries, but the one dude that didn't have it was Bucky Irving. He only had 4 carries because 2 of them were for 50-something yards. And it was like, okay, bud, you're done for the day. He had an average of 29.8 yards per rush with his 2 touchdowns. You had Jordan James, 10 carries, 86 yards. Dante Dowdle, 8 carries, 55 yards. Jaden Lamar, who was somewhat of the revelation yesterday, I feel like, get him some touches just in case down the road if you need him. He had 8 carries for 51 yards and a touchdown. He also had a 4 catches for 24. Saw a lot of dudes getting catches. It was just nice to see the depth yesterday. That's the one thing, is that don't play with your food in these games and get as many guys out into the field playing, experiencing football in this environment as you can. I don't care if it's against Portland State. You cannot simulate this in practice. So getting as many guys out there as possible and having an 81-point game, perfect. This is exactly what you were supposed to do yesterday.
Yeah, they made it look how they were supposed to. And for the first half, actually, no penalties on either team. So I like the discipline, especially to see from the Ducks side. I feel like early in the season, that's always been an issue. So nice to see that at least that was on their minds. And yeah, it took a couple series for the Ducks to get going. But as you mentioned, so many guys that came in, minus, of course, Noah Whittington. Not sure if it's an injury with him.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Didn't
he? Yeah, him and Chris Hudson did not play at the wideout position, and then Noah Whittington at the running back. But the big story for me yesterday, as you mentioned, the running back room, Jordan James. Oh my goodness, the sophomore. He is going to be something else. That kid is possibly even already better than Bucky Irving. I know Bucky basically touched the ball 4 times yesterday because half of those were touchdowns. But then you have him, James, backing up Bucky Irving at this point. And I'm telling you, man, if Jordan James continues running the way that he did yesterday against like real opponents, that's Heisman-worthy talent right there. He can run guys over, and he's only a sophomore. You were mentioning Lamar and Dowdell, some of the other talent in the locker room, Joe. I will say Dowdell ran a lot harder. It looks like Lamar and him both had a touchdown, but Dowdell, when he got the ball, he was hungrier. He was hungrier to get ahead. Lamar kind of seemed like he was maybe taking a little bit of a back step. It was just a difference, and Anthony Newman and I were noticing that even. It's like Dowdell, you know, hard-nosed, ready to go, as compared to Lamar, maybe a little softer step running back. So there's different situations where either of those guys could work, but yeah, even without Noah Whittington, we just talked about 4 guys, 3 of which I think could legitimately play for the Ducks this year. And then the wide receiving room, this is the deepest wideout core the Ducks have ever had. Behind Troy Franken, you got Tez Johnson, new kid coming in, and that is Bo Nix's brother, right? So we've got some connection there.
That's
and
right.
Then, yeah, adopted brother, Gary Bryant Jr., who had 2 touchdowns yesterday, just looked absolutely insane, and some of the Ducks haven't seen yet. So then, obviously, with Terrence Ferguson, who I think put on some muscle in the offseason, and then your tight ends with Patrick Herbert, you're all sewn up on the offensive side of the ball, man. It's going to roll.
Yeah, and just to kind of shine a little bit more light on Noah Winnington not playing, it looks like, yeah, you said Chris Hutson didn't play, Noah Winnington, Justin Jacobs, Evan Williams, Mace Funa did not play.
Yeah, Mace Funa did not play. And, I saw a lot of Bossa, no Funa.
And Casey Kelly, the tight end transfer from Ole Miss, did not play as well. I mean, you want to talk about tight ends being deep.
And Lanning did not mention. I mean, he didn't even want to get into in the postgame press conference.
He literally said about Noah Winnington, I'm not going to talk about anyone who didn't play. Yep. Noah has done everything right for us, and he's doing a good job. We're just going to be smart with our players. That last line there is most important, is that, dude, you know who you're playing. Like, let's be smart here. We're playing against Portland State. Let's maybe not play some dudes. And if they do, if they are banged up and have a little injury here and there, that's, hey, we could use a week with them not playing. Again, let's get some of these guys' carries, touches, because what if Winnington goes down later in the season? Then that's when we're looking for Dowdle. We're looking for Jordan James to step, Jane Lamar. And it's like now, hey, they got experience. They know what to do. They've in the system. They've actually had some run. Encouraging seeing names that you don't know, like you see them on the roster, but then you see them perform, you see the depth. And it was funny seeing this game progress because it was one where I was like considering taking the boy to and one of his friends, like, hey, this is a good one to go to, blow out. You know,
I think you would have been bored by halftime, buddy.
Oh, I would have been. And then there was part of me that saw them, like the score just like kept going up.
Yep.
Kept going up. And then I saw them hit 81 and I'm like, damn, that kind of would have been cool to see in person. Are they gonna stop? Like, no, I don't think they're gonna stop.
2 points to round out this conversation. To add to your convo about Noah Whittington, I do remember Dusty Hera, our own 1080 The Fan host, who filled in yesterday.
Yeah, he's doing sideline broadcast. Yeah.
Yeah, on the sideline, actually had a little bit of info for Jason Swigart and Will Ortner last night, saying that basically just a little hobbled, not crazy hobbled, but Noah Whittington was in uniform, in pads, just didn't look like he was fully ready to go. So that last line that you said from Lanning, you know, just kind of protecting our guys and doing what's best for them, it makes sense that you don't need to put somebody out there. And I was even frankly surprised that Bo Nix was out to start the second half. And
oh,
that's something
that
I want to ask Anthony Newman about tomorrow on Ducks Roundtable. It's like, yo, coach, you need to help me understand why that's happening. And then
The halftime score, like I was like, all right, pull him. Like, we're good here. We really don't. And hey, let's also be happy that we saw Ty Thompson play and play well. Like, I think that guy needs as much confidence as he can going into this year and into next if he's going to be the guy for Oregon. So seeing him go 7 of 8, 80-something yards, run the ball, and have a good little outing there, that was encouraging as well. Again, just seeing all the depth and all the players and seeing playing time, this is exactly how things were supposed to go, except the 7 points that Portland State scored.
Well, they were going to score. They're going to give it up. But I was a little concerned about I tried to ask Dan Lanning about this in the postgame, but he was pretty protective, just said that the middle of the defensive line didn't really didn't get like blown up or owned in the first quarter, even though Portland State rushed for about 110 yards-ish in the first quarter. It was just a couple of guys missing their assignments. So I was a little concerned about that, and I do think that's something to watch. If Portland State, even for a quarter, is able to gain ground on what should be a great front four for Oregon, and that's hopefully that doesn't come, you know, to fruition when Washington's trying to run on you, because there's a lot better running backs that you're going to face in the Pac-12 this year.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of talent in the Pac-12 this year, and we're going to get to that next in hour two. But we have another Oregon team that's playing, and they're playing today against the mighty San Jose State. That's San Diego State.
Don't they look like Warriors? A Trojan, but they're not?
Are they the Warriors?
I'm going to go look this up.
I know. I just know Spartans.
Ah.
And, you know, I shouldn't feel ashamed because they are literally one of the worst programs in FBS. So I do not feel that upset about
them.
Well,
they're
going to
be in conference here pretty soon with you.
Hey, shout out head coach with Brett Brennan. Let's go. I guess we are going to preview Oregon State, San Jose State. Catch the fever. But what I am most excited to see tonight is DJ. DJU gets his first start with the Oregon State Beavers. We do that next. Look at the Pac-12 slate over the weekend and all sorts of other football stuff. Hour number two of Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. Next, here on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.